to get on, what do you have to do?
Not much. Probably not much, yeah.
How easy is it for like an underage person to view the site?
Go to the site. Let's say you're 12 years old. You're still figuring out your sexuality, maybe even your gender. Wouldn't it be helpful to see, not a celebration, but just like maybe a normalization of something that you think is what you want, you know? Probably helps a lot. Let's say I was 12 and I saw like Trans Angels, I saw all these different sites. It would help me figure out what I do like and what I don't like.
I need to try to push stuff that's more less accepted. Like putting a trans male or a trans female in a scene, you wouldn't get that on a normal mainstream site. So test it out. See if you get a bigger audience with it. See if you can convert somebody, right? Like maybe somebody who's never looked for anything like that might find it interesting and click on it. Same thing for bi stuff, same thing for gay.
If you've seen our previous Undercover releases, you may be familiar with Mike Farley, the current Pornhub product manager who became one of Pornhub's first employees over 10 years ago. And Dylan Rice, the senior scriptwriter for Pornhub's parent company, MindGeek, now rebranding as ALO, who has written scripts for MindGeek's porn sites and advertisements for over 5 years. Today, meet Syl Fernandez. Fernandez is a production coordinator for some of MindGeek's plethora of porn sites.
How long have you been at
MindGeek?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be 2 years next month.
While states are currently enacting laws to require IDs to prevent children from entering porn sites, these three men talked to our undercover reporter about children viewing pornography on MindGeek sites, including Pornhub and TransAngelsAndMen.com, which are MindGeek sites featuring studio-produced transgender and gay-focused pornography.
How easy is it for like an underage person to view the sites?
Go to the site.
To get on. What do you have to do?
Not much. Probably not much, yeah.
There was a study that was I think it was like 11 years old is the average age kids are now viewing. What do you think about that?
I mean, sounds like my age. It's also so
really?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely associated with humor.
Right. Like it's natural.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the thing is that a lot of those religious groups can tell you it's not. And that's wrong.
Do you think that kids go on
there? Do I think they go on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I think they still go on there for sure.
All you have to do is, like, what, probably check the box or something to...
I think so, yeah. I probably just ask you, are you 18 years old, yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they've done, like, too much on that. It's got some educational aspects to it, so there's
yeah,
that.
There's so many...
I mean, especially with boys.
Rice and Fernandez had more to say about their work, specifically in LGBTQ content.
Like lonely, repressed 12-year-olds are going on Trans Angels and
yeah,
learning.
I think so. I mean, like, think about it. Let's say you're 12 years old. You're still figuring out your sexuality, maybe even your gender. Wouldn't it be helpful to see, not a celebration, but just like maybe a normalization of something that you think is what you want, you know? Probably helps a lot.
Yeah. I think it shapes sexual attitude. Like, even if you find out you're not, that's not what you prefer.
Yes, no, that's an amazing point. Because, like, if, let's say I was 12 and I saw, like, Trans Angels, I saw all these different sites, it would help me figure out what I do like and what I don't like. Because if you're exposed to nothing, you have no idea. And maybe you're more, like, pliable.
LGBTQ, that's like what you work on. Do you think like your work might be helping LGBTQ kids like find themselves?
I mean, yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. I mean, if everyone, like, you know, it shouldn't just be heterosexual people who have fun.
Some LGBTQ kids who are so confused.
Of course, of course. No, it's true.
And lonely, and like,
No, of course. Of course. Yeah, and it's not right for them to feel that way. Mm-hmm.
Do you think men.com is a good resource for them?
I'm sure, yeah. I mean, they'll find their kink in there, I'm sure.
The thing is like when you write for like Sean Cody, which is like primarily gay targeted, when you write for trans angels, which is trans female presenting targeted, you also try to see how much you can take of that and bring it to mainstream vanilla content, right? Because like Brazzers and Reality Kings is predominantly for straight men, but you try to like push the envelope as much as you can. Be like, okay, can I hint at like bi content here? Can I like talk more about like what if we brought a trans talent onto the site? And you kind of like take those risks to try and broaden it a little bit more, even though you know that you have a site dedicated to that, right? Like you're always trying to push it a little further.
Rice explains how MindGeek sites gradually introduce and push what he describes as less accepted content.
Brazzers is taking the same approach in that they're the biggest, they're everywhere, so they need to appeal to every single niche. And I think they've done a lot to explore kind of every mainstream thing. So what they need to do now is they need to try to push stuff that's more less accepted, like putting a trans male or a trans female in a scene. You wouldn't get that on a normal mainstream site. So test it out. See if you get a bigger audience with it. See if you can convert somebody, right? Like maybe somebody who's never looked for anything like that might find it interesting and click on it. Same thing for bi stuff, same thing for gay. But bi stuff is usually marketed towards women, but they also want to try and get more men, straight men in on it too. Or bi curious men. Because the thing about Trans Angels, which is a site, it's female presenting trans women, and like they sell that to straight men. Like that's the demographic. So I think the next big step would be trying to do something that's kind of counterculture. Maybe doing like a trans man in a scene, like having a guy male presenting trans man with a vagina and see how that does. Because we'll see how people react to it differently. But like it's a lot of experimenting and seeing what hits and what doesn't.
Wow, exposing all the secrets.
That's it. All the fucking secrets.